אבל אוי למבור, כמו שאומר ימיזם ושכינו, כאן לרומא זה לא יסוסו דה של אביוסם.
אוקיי, רייט. So holding, okay, yeah. Vuli is from a shomer sent this for Bath, so take a spot, what's the sitting source of Yosem? So Mash is a chile shtia. So bevare loy kashe. Ki ze ye koidim ikayom haba. Shetio is a suda. Al oylem habu kmei shomer shu nenim zi vashchina. So one territory has that the different stages and the sudosa of Livyosin is something that comes before ikayom haba. Now, this is true even umikoma kremitzis it kan li rama the oise sudus of yosin kain the shlemas achan tzadikim rak sudus oilam haba hush yunenim iziva shchinasai. So he says so one teretz is pasha is two stages omnam is blaba chila kasha ki masha omra oilam haba ein bachila shtia hain achila gufnis. Asudas of Yosa in Achilles to Gufnis Akmashvaram, Koimoi Kachula, Bulti Gufnis Elamagze. Now, those are also different Pachinis that we're talking about that have nothing to do with physical things of Oilam Haba, of Oilam Haza, it's not fish and it's not this, it's a certain Pachina of Ruchnis. Now, I wanted to make a remark, even if that's true, it still means different in Yonim that have a Madrega in Olam Haba in terms of Ruchnius. Something called Achila and Shtia is different in its Darga than in being Nenem Yisev Ashchina. It says by Vayoichlu Vayishtu Vayechsa Salikim, there's Achila and Shtia that's physical or not physical. But when you're describing something not physical, you're also describing it in terms of something physical. So when you're describing a ruchnistik hanoah as a chila shtia versus a ruchnistik hanoah that's called nenim is ivashchina, you're talking about two daggers where one is higher, and for the same reason that normally a chila shtia would be something higher. Okay, a chila kufnei alas mark zeh. Rak nirish kitzach lepirish amano ke'ina leviyasin madregas oilam haba, sursam haba. So he sued us on Habish Yunenin Miziva Shchina, Vidovaze Sudasan. Mikomaka Yashi Kehoba Isis Yusudas Mel Yosim Shuran Koyme, Bem Yunenin Miziva Shchina, both are true of Dovaze Dachman, Akhesik, Yomela Mukim, and so on. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is a whole bunch of almost paradoxes. Those as I am ain't tired of their heart, I'm in the heart in tired, I'm chokh men yirim, I'm in yirim chokh men bina das, and kemach and tired, I'm in tired in kemach. There used to be in Eretz Yisrael, there was a, the head of the Mizrahi movement, his name was Dr. Yosef Burg. He was a very, very smart person, very, very sharp-witted person, and known a lot for his vertlach. So he once said, I'm ain't kemach in tired, I'm in tired in kemach. But it starts with kemach and ends with kemach. So I'll go upon him the enkel entire kemach koya aimer kosher chokmosim ruben meisav lemaldeim leilon shanafim ruben shoshematen ruach bo veikratoy veichasay alponav shnemer veik arba rovel leyurik yavitoy veshachu charem veMidbar es malechav leiseishev. Aber kosher meisav ruben chokmosim aldeim leilon shanafim ruben shoshem ruben. Shafil Karuch Shpoilim Boetz Noishu, same as these Noishu Mekoyimayim, bring the positive very case, Shashal Alpagimayim, and so on. Okay, so now he's going to ask the obvious question. Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yesh La'akshayis Ma'achash, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yemein Dercheretz in Torah, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, it's like the chicken neck conundrum, or Tzvasa Tzvasa Suya. Shrei Torah, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz, Yemein Torah in Dercheretz. The whole thing, the whole litany of different things that the Mishnah seems to be telling us, setting up a series of things that can never be. He says Torah is telling their heretz. Their heretz, the push to move in over here is, I mean, everybody always touches their heretz as meaning Midas Tavis kind of. That the heretz means the normal way of living in the world. Parnasa, toiling in the field, so on. I mean, you could say that you need to have kemach, main kemach in Torah, but what about their heritage as opposed to kemach? Kemach is the practical part that you need to have a piece of bread. But what's their heritage? Why the main chach main yira? Very much seen a doigach te for chach chavim blei reshemayim. But oi, my hefesh is been chach malabino das. You have him in bina das, in as in bina. The oi, the main kemach in Torah, Yisav the limim ain lechem in Torah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're eating, if you're going to serve something, you serve bread. What's the kemach? Why ain't kemach lekan? Where did you ever get kemach? Because, you know, kemach is really neither here nor there. You need to eat in order to live, so fine. But what else do we kemach? Yesh the farish. Bishamal lemaila Rav Akiva. Shechoyik bekalasroish ma'akin l'sadim le'erva. Well, our favorite we have. Vratzaloyma shemin hara nimshach hara. So, an activity which is light in itself and not a good activity brings on other things also. Lefika somach achrab devarv dirblazaz ashef chugamke. If ain't ter the chesed and the chesed and ter v'chenim ain't chach v'chul v'chol ze kiminat toiv nimshach toiv asher mizdam v'mizachas loy. Kimoy shemin hara nimshach yisera. So in other words, he's not saying, what he means to say is not that one is needed for the other, because that if that would be the case, he'd be painting himself in a corner. Rather, it means that one leads to the other. One is nimshach to the other. V'chol ze ki min ha-tov v'shatov 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 So because they are similar, that's why one leads the other. So Torah and Derech Eretz are both good things that lead to each other. V'nimshach ha'echad achasheni. So first thing he's trying to explain is the sense of it is that it's connected to each other, rather than simply that simply you must have it for the other one. And that's why this Mishnah comes after the other Mishnah. Agamana shen tzorach lezeh, but he says really, I don't need this hesbah to explain to me the Hemshchah B'Shnayis. Rak mibnei Rav Elazar Azariah b'dor Echad Rav Akiva chesid dvarav achar Rav Akiva k'mo shemayinu pa maharbi k'kashoyah b'dor Echad sid dvarav zeh hazeh. L'kach sid dvarav Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva Elazar Azariah dvarav zeh hazeh. She'elu shloshtem mezvan Echad hoyu k'noim v'ek basim v'katan k'shemei sivon Rav Shmuel nechus v'dalaz k'ev nachmer Rav Tavfon Rav Yisagili Rav Chonam Azariah Rav Akiva. So the juxtaposition to Mishnayos is simply because the tekufa was like that. Upirish main terech and derech eretz tzloima derech eretz haynu hamlocha shadam oisei shematzei parnasas. Derech eretz is the venue for the parnas. The chol da v'shutzar cholam hein maase matan v'chol seida an hagas oil v'sheish la adam. So Derech Eretz is the entirety of what a person's activities that are nagia mitzad this world. So let's say if I can give a marshal for this. Imagine if I tell you, you can't have a city without a road to get you there, and you can't have a road without a city to go to. So the two statements are different, really, that I can't have a city without a road going to it, that's because the attempts to get to it is missing. I can't have a road without a city for it to go to is a Havana in the fact that the metzias of a road is hechetim tzedek. That's all it is. And therefore, it can't have an end to itself. You can't build a road to no place. A road is going to someplace. And there may be some lets could start building a road. But it's not going anywhere. It doesn't have a shem of a road to it. And the middle, it's not going to get built, and it's not going to have a metzias kayemis, even if it is built by some freak reason. So this world is derech eretz, but all the hanhagos in this world have no real tachlis to themselves, unless a person deheres it in a olam habadik context, that it's going someplace, so it's tayrik context. So he says, so it's not the pshat that you need Torah. You have to be sitting and learning in order for the Acheretz to actually take place. It's perhaps the other way around. But if you don't have the plan of sitting and learning, if that's not where you're headed to, then the Milad Alma is not going to have any real kiyum, because it's going no place. It's just like a person. It can't work at something if there's no tachlis in what he's doing. So a person, if there's no tachlis in his life, then the attempt to get there is not going to sound very appealing. So he says, just like Torah, he says, there'll be no king to the world. In other words, the whole world's existence is tolui if it gets to Vav Sivan. V'chein abadam ha-prati, she'en l'derech eretz she'anhagas oylem kiyim ba'adam im lo'edei terik, ha-teri ha-shlam ha-sanag zoylem ha-tibi. So Tev itself is only a road to get someplace, and therefore, if you don't anchor it in Torah, it's not going anyplace. So you have the place that you're going to is not Teva itself. And this is part of why it's one package. It's the pshat that the Hechetimtza it can't be on the same plane as the goal. So in this world doesn't have any metzias of tachlis to it. The tachlis is something above this world. He's not speaking simply about the making bread and the availability of bread to eat. It's rather talking about the whole hechetimtza of doing things for a tachlis. All of the activities of this world need to have a tachlis for it to be in its place. So something that still doesn't have it's still a chas, it doesn't have its tachlis of where it's going to, it can't last. Ain't Torah. kabel geschleppt. So, you have them on two different levels. The road, dem ein der Herze im Teure, is hechetim tzedik. So if I haven't built up what I need, I don't have the, I can't get the shleimus. But towards the shleimus, then I can't, then I have what I'm building. I guess if we have to put it in a practical level, the goal, the tachlis, and the Torah, that comes first in the world of machshava. In other words, my goal that I'm headed for has to be the Torah. So that comes first. In the Olam HaMaisa, the Derechez comes first. V'lo yikshe im ein
of activities,
And the truth is, you find it, Rahman and Fan, by all the people who are kind of, you know, getting on. When they start feeling useless, they start feeling there's no tam or tachlis, whatever, then they stop doing anything. They withdraw because they don't have any sense of, you know, what's the point of it all? So the tachlis of it all is something which makes the person want to do the middle. Something that has no tachlis is not going to have a kim. So the person one day is going to wake up and say, what am I doing it for? What's the point of it? So in other words, there are certain inyanim where a person, and this in this understanding, derech eretz would be more similar to Aaron's in derech eretz. It would be similar to what Rav Chaim Vital says, that midas are the basis on which Torah is chal. There's a certain level of tikkun that this is seder olam. There wouldn't be a seder olam if this wouldn't be in place, that wouldn't be in place, the other thing wouldn't be in place. That has to come first, because hanhaga elikus is chal on it. And that's why if you have a person who's he's not be mikra mishnah, not be derech eretz, the person has no shayches to inyanim that are basic. This chayil gedachat zetayr could mean kipshuto in the sense that it has to be an outgrowth of those inyanim. So let's say a person who is a bad person, a mean person, and he's somebody that chapsach tzu to mitzvahs. The first thing he's chapsach tzu to mitzvahs, he's going to be lacking in the quality of the mitzvahs and so on, because the person doesn't have a simple nekuda of goodness. There's no elementary, normal goodness on him, and the vela, it's not going to work. there's a derech. The person needs to first have developed normal midas, the normal toiv in a person, and then it's shaykh for him to. So the derech would mean the positive anhagas that are inherent in the Yeshiva Olam. There's a certain Seder Advarim that those would be like Zayim Zeb Neach, there would be things that are Sichlius, and from that a person can be Nisala. So even though the shlav to get to mitzvahs aloikis is through mitzvah sichlius, but mitzvah sichlius would not have in themselves an ability to give the world a kiyum. The tachlis of the world is to get to the higher dagas, to get to the more. So the marshal ma'adavadeva, let's give an example. A person is studying to be, wants to study to be an engineer. He knows nothing, wants to be an engineer. So the tachlis of all his studies is to learn how to build a car. But in order to do that, he's got to learn a lot of math and mechanics and structure and design and stuff like that. Without that, he can't get to the stage where they teach how to design a car. But if it doesn't exist, never mashmos is that atma. It's mashmos is only because it can build a car. So getting to Torah is through step by step of their heretz, coming, but those steps, unless they finish at a place that can be called a tachlis, are meaningless in themselves. The world started without Torah because we had to get to Torah through a certain mahalach ativis. But without Torah as the tachlis of the world, it would not have continued. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu would have destroyed the world. There's no point in it. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. So you have a relationship between the two. Both are essential, but in a very different way. Each one is essential in a very different way. Any questions?
No.
No.
That's good.